Harry and the Pirates. Well, yesterday, Terry and Jude Hennick pulled a few tricks out of the bag and rescued two ladies in distress, Burma and April Kane. They were being threatened by one of the Dragon Lady's men who was disguised as a Chinese general. Of course, when little April stepped into the scuffle and tapped the fake General Chang over the head with a revolver butt, well, that helped a bit, too. Well, in today's transcribed adventure, we'll see what else helped our friends. So stand by, and meanwhile, here's something to help you have fun. Terry and the Pirates is brought to you by the makers of Libby's Pineapple Juice, one of Libby's 100 famous foods. You know, boys and girls, you've heard a lot in this show about the remarkable invention called a Terryscope. It's played a big part in our friends' adventures, and it's going to play a big part in excitement still to come. Now, it's a fact that you yourself can actually get a Terryscope just exactly like the one in the show, and if I were you, I sure would see to it that I got mine right away. Now, you'll get a great big kick out of listening to the program with your own Terryscope right there in your hand, and you're sure going to feel left out in the cold if the other kids are all playing games with their Terryscopes and you haven't got one. Now, getting your Terryscope is plenty easy thanks to Libby, who makes those swell-tasting juices you've heard me talk about. All you have to do is get a label from Libby's tomato juice and one from Libby's pineapple juice and 10 cents. Now, you can rustle up a dime, all right, can't you? Why, of course you can. And you'll be the first to say that a dime never brought so much fun and excitement. All right, now you take your labels, one from Libby's tomato juice and one from Libby's pineapple juice. On the back of one of them, print your full name and address and give your age. Then put the labels in an envelope along with a dime and mail them to Terry in care of Libby's, Chicago, Illinois. I'll repeat the address. It's Terry in care of Libby's, spelled L-I-B-B-Y-S, in Chicago. Now, that's all you do to get your Terryscope. And if you're smart, you'll do it right now. After all, this offer is only being made for a limited time. And take it from me, anybody who doesn't get a Terryscope is going to be mighty disappointed. You'll not only be missing out on having a Terryscope, exactly like Terry's, you'll miss out on all kinds of games and fun besides. Why, say, the treasure hunt game alone is a wonderful thing to have. And don't forget, there's a crazy picture game, too, that's about the funniest thing you ever saw. And one of the biggest features of all are the secret codes. You can actually write messages to your friends in the same Chinese code that Terry taught to Connie. Well, any boy or girl who knows a good thing when he hears about it will send for his Terryscope. So remember the address. Terry, in care of Libby's, Chicago, Illinois. Send a label from Libby's tomato juice, a label from Libby's pineapple juice, and a 10-cent piece. And be sure to give your own full name and address. And now, Terry and the Pirates. Yes, that's Jude Hennick's big American-made plane. The plane he flies for the Chinese Army. But today he's flying Terry Lee, Pat Ryan, Burma, and April Kane to a remote spot many miles from Chungking. Our friends have the precious radio transmitter with them, and they hope to reach the secret army headquarters before any more bad luck befalls them. Jude is at the controls. Young Terry is in the navigator's seat beside him. Handsome Pat Ryan is nearby, trying to get comfortable. The beautiful blonde Burma is hunched down in the seat, trying to sleep. And little April Kane is asleep.
Say, Pat, you think Connie will be all right?
Sure, he'll be all right. Connie has a lot of friends in Chungking. He didn't want to make this plane trip with us. In a few moments, we'll be hopping over the invaders' lines, and nobody wants to dodge out of aircraft fire.
Yeah, but I'm afraid Connie will be lonesome for us.
Yeah, don't worry about him. I'll be flying back to Chungking regular now. I'll pick him up on one of these trips.
How about Big Stoop? He'll be in Chungking soon. If he gets away from Mutong with his life.
Well, I'll bring both boys, Connie and Stooper.
Well, I hope this is the last of our Dragon Lady troubles, huh, Pat? You don't seem excited about it.
Look, I'm up here in a plane. We're going someplace only Pilot Hennick knows where, and what's the use of being excited?
Cheer up, Patsy. As soon as we meet General Chang and hand him the radio transmitter, you can sleep for a week.
The real General Chang this time, huh?
Yeah, the real McCoy Chang. He's a grand guy. Nothing like the fellow who tried to impersonate him back there in that Chungking Hotel.
Well, how much longer do we fly through the air with the greatest of ease, Duty?
Well, if we don't hook up with some enemy planes, or if we don't get shot full of holes by ground fire, I'd say another half hour should be about right. See those small puffs of smoke down there, gents?
Yeah.
Those are batteries and aircraft guns, and they'll be popping at us in a minute.
Well, can't we fly higher out of their range?
Not with the load we're carrying, Pat.
Maybe I'd better wait Berman, April, and tell them that...
No. What they don't know won't hurt them, and if one of those pom-poms hit us, they'll never know it anyway.
Well, that's a nice, comfortable thought, Duty.
I warned you folks when we were in Chungking, this is no picnic.
Well, what's the chances of swinging in a circle and avoiding the gunfire?
No, then we run into the invaders' planes, small, fast ships, and they'd be on me like a swarm of locusts. This baby can't do all the tricks they can do. It'd be a swell target. Now, we're better off to take a direct route and trust to luck. And gents, from here on, it's anybody's game. Now, hold your seats. Baptism of fire in a great big way.
You go through that very often, dude?
No, only when I fly over the lines every few days. You get used to it. I'll take that any day to the things we've been through with the Dragon Lady.
Well, that anti-aircraft fire makes an awful racket, eh? Let's see how we dodged the bullets.
We didn't. Not all of them. Look out there on the wing.
Well, I'll be a... Say, the bullets went clean through.
Hey, if you guys will stop gathering for a moment, I'll set this crate down on terra firma.
Yeah. With Terry Lee, I'm Terry Sperma. That's all I ask.
Quiet, you young hooligan. Well, the gals aren't awake for this time. I'll eat my hat. Come on.
Let's meet the real General Chang and settle a few things.
So this is the invention? Yeah, we owe you a great debt of gratitude, Miss Hennigan.
Oh, I didn't do much, General. You better thank these friends of mine, Pat Ryan and Terry Lee.
Oh, dude, we didn't do anything.
Yes, we did, Pat. All of us did. We went through a lot to get this invention here. But we don't want any thanks, General Chang.
It shall be so, Mr. Lee. But in turning this amazing device over to the Army, you have given us a remarkable form of communication.
Well, is it so important in this war over here, General?
The most frequent cause for lost battles has always been the failure of communications. Napoleon met disaster at Waterloo because of that. In World War No. 1, the failure of communications caused artillery fire to shed its own infantry.
And a small radio transmitter like this will help.
Many small transmitters like this will certainly help us. Just a few minutes ago, you showed me a device you call a telescope. You can signal with it. That is a form of communication. You told me also about a secret Chinese code. Oh, yes, and the Morse code. Both forms of communication. But however, to return to the subject, until this army does a complete and accurate job of its communication, no battle can be won. Remember that.
Well, if we've settled everything, I could do with a bath and something to eat. Not very sleepy.
Mm-hmm. Uh-oh. There you see. The invader is always to be reckoned with.
Yeah, that's an air raid warning. Say, where do we go? I mean,
there is no hurry. Mr. Lee...
We should call me Terry, sir. I'm not used to being called Mr. Lee.
Oh, very well. Terry. As I was about to say, gentlemen, communications are important. This is an instance of it now. The invaders' planes are many miles from us, and yet our signalmen have spotted them. And when they arrive with their bombs and terror, we shall be ready for them. But do come with me, gentlemen. I will personally show you to your quarters.
Must be rather late.
What time is it?
I don't know. Must be getting on toward morning.
They have some light in this air raid shelter. It wouldn't be so bad. Sure is quiet in here. Can't hear the sirens or planes or anything.
And so, the raid is over.
Oh, hello, General Chang.
Thank you, Mr. Terry. And as usual, it was more fury than anything else. A nighttime raid in this mountain retreat has never been a success. Everything is well hidden. Our camouflage is quite effective. But I am afraid the morning light is not pleasing today.
Why? What's the matter?
The weather has turned cold. You will need warm clothes to make the trip.
Trip? What trip?
Well, obviously it is not possible for you to share the hardships of this headquarters camp.
Well, of course, we can fly back to Chongqing in my plane.
No, I'm afraid that is out of the question, Mr. Hennick.
Well, how come?
The air raid caused some damage at the landing field, and one of the bombs scored a direct hit
on my plane?
Unfortunately.
Oh, say now.
Oh, that's tough, dude.
But there is a small town about 40 miles from here, back in the mountains. A new landing field is being prepared.
Yes?
And I have arranged to transport you gentlemen and the two ladies to this town. The name is Minchao, near the foothills of the Kunlun Mountains.
How long will we have to stay there, General?
Well, that I cannot say at the moment. But you will be safe and warm, and you will have food and clothing.
Well, lad, we'd better see things the General's way. Bless, Bess, we're lucky to be alive and able to grumble.
Well, what do we do when we get there?
Well, you may be interested in a special project we have there. But I will tell you about that later. I shall be in Minchao myself very soon.
Are there any Americans in Minchao, sir?
Oh, yes, indeed. It is quite a busy place. You see, the invader has not yet discovered how important it really is. Oh, but there, come. Come, I have warmer garments for all of you. It is well you get started along the road in the daylight. It is a dangerous journey at best.
Yes, it is a dangerous journey, and none of our friends even realize how dangerous. But you shall know. I'll give you a clue in just a moment. So stand by. Here's a tip for every one of you kids who wants a periscope, just like the one used in the show. All you need to get a periscope like that one, a periscope with 8 special features, is 2 Libby's labels and 10 cents. Now, tomorrow, Saturday, is a day when your mother is just about certain to be buying things at the grocery store. So why don't you do this? Why not ask her right now to put Libby's tomato juice and Libby's pineapple juice on tomorrow's grocery list? Those are the labels you need to get your periscope. And believe me, you won't have any trouble persuading Mother to get them for you. Libby's juices are so inexpensive, so easy to fix, and so good for you and all the family, why, your mother will be glad to remind you to get them. So just you take the labels off the cans, one from Libby's pineapple juice and one from Libby's tomato juice. Print your full name, address, and age on the back of one, and mail them with 10 cents to Terry in care of Libby's, Chicago, Illinois. That's the way to get your Terryscope. The way to help yourself to loads of fun and thrills. So get your order in, kids, without any more delay. Address Terry in care of Libby's, Chicago. There, that's your clue, friend. The wind. The wind and the snow. Something that paralyzes friend and foe alike. Mother Nature can beat all the armies in the world, and she always wins, always. So, if you want to thrill a minute, then join Terry and his friends as they start out on the cold, perilous journey to the foothill town of Minchao on next Monday's transcribed adventure. Here is excitement more hair-raising than all the air raids put together.